23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. And wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily, he shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. And so on, may the Lord bless to us the reading of that part of his own word. We will now, after his own example, give thanks. Eternal and ever-blessed One, enable us to draw near to Thee with that faith that worketh by love, being conscious of Thy faithfulness to Thy Word, that Thou art as present here as we ourselves are. May it not be only an empty saying, a dream, but that we would be conscious of the truth of it in our hearts, and having evidence of the truth of it, in that we would have access to Thee, that our hearts, which are often so hard and prayerless, that we would find an opening, a way of expressing our desires to Thee by the assistance of the Holy Spirit, that we may know that a great blessing. The blessing may not be tied to the time of administration, yet it is what we desire, that we may get nearness to Thee and know that Thou art speaking to us in Thy Word, and giving thanks to Thee who gave thanks for the bread and the wine, or the body that was given Thee according to the provisions of the covenant that was made in eternity, the counsel of peace, giving thanks. And giving thanks for all the promises bound up with the upholding and sustaining of the Saviour until the work was done, according to promise. Behold my servant, whom I uphold. Thou hast promised, and Thou didst fulfill Thy promise. For the Son of Thy love, and we seek grace to give thanks, and to give thanks, committing our way to Thee here and hereafter, with a prayer and with supplication, with thanksgiving, make our request known to Thee, that at Thy table we may know the peace of God that passeth all understanding, which is through our Lord Jesus Christ, through the blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. Grant to help us now to settle our minds on the Lord Jesus. They grant to set apart that portion of bread and wine that will be used in this occasion, from a common use to a sacramental use, and wash all our sins away, accept our worship and our thanksgiving through the mediation of the Lord Jesus Christ and for his sake. Amen. Well, you are sitting at the Lord's table again. In your journey through the wilderness of this world to the rest that remaineth for the people of God. And you know that there is no other rest but Christ. All the rest that your soul has is in him. A rest from the bondage of the law, and a rest from the fear of a lost eternity, and a rest from the terms of the covenant of works by which we have to that covenant suspends all the promises of everlasting life and happiness upon our own obedience. But what a rest it is to get rest from that, and to know that all the promises of eternal life are suspended upon the obedience of Christ. The obedience of Christ in everything. His suffering obedience, his obedience in his suffering, as well as his obedience in the mountains, praying for his people, as well as his obedience performing the miracles. A suffering obedience and an obedient suffering. That is what you need. And that is what he has provided for you. You have the guilt of your sin and you have the defilement of your sin. And he has taken away the guilt of your sin by the cleansing efficacy and power of the blood of Jesus Christ. He has enabled you to rest there for the forgiveness of your sins and for the acceptance of your person in himself. And he is taking away the filth of your sin in the school of sanctification. He's fitting you for heaven. And that school is a school where lessons are hard to be learned. School where he has a rod by which he teaches us. He has his own way. And yet when he has the rod in his hand, it is in a hand that is extended from a heart that is pulsating with love for you. Just as his eye was on you, the islands of the Gentiles and the habitable parts of the islands of the Gentiles, that is where his people are. He has his eye on you at all times. He is watering you every moment. He is cleansing you from not only the guilt but the defilement of your sins, so that the day is on the hoof when you will be brought with gladness great and mirth on every side into the palace of the King, and there you shall abide. Christ Jesus has entered into heaven, and there he has presented the memorials of his death in heaven, and what he did for you. And you should let your soul delight itself in fatness, believing the truth of these things, that he has entered into heaven as the memorials of his death, for your sakes. And I go, he says, to prepare a place for you. And then he said, believest thou this? I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Believest thou this? If it were not so, he said, I would have told you. You believe is true. One cannot be born again and doubt the truth of Christ. It's essential to faith to believe the truth of his promises. Whatever we feel of ourselves, and that's what he said. And he said, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Where I am, there ye may be also. Believest thou this? Let your soul delight itself in fatness. Give nourishment to the life of grace in your soul by believing it. That when he is saying, take, eat, he is speaking of the feast that the salvation of your soul in Christ is. Take, eat, take. Take, take, friend. There was an incident in the Atlantic Ocean on the eastern seaboard of Argentina. There was a ship that ran out of drinking water. And they sent out a message, and there was for water. And there was a ship passing by, and they sent a message to the ship's captain saying, let down your buckets, meaning into the sea. Let down your buckets into the sea. They sent back a message, it's salt water in the sea. Let down your buckets, they said. And they let down their buckets, and they took up fresh water. They were in the estuary of the Amazon, where the force of the fresh water in the Amazon produces fresh water for a large distance into the Atlantic Ocean. And you, friend, let down your bucket. Though the world is all around you, though your troubles are all around you, though you are like that which we were reading of in the pit of noise, full of trouble. Hey, let down your bucket. Oh, there's only trouble, trouble, trouble. Let down your bucket. Let down and take a drink out of the ocean fullness of the love and the kindness of God in Christ Jesus to you, your soul, and your everlasting salvation, and will not keep from you any longer the symbols of the broken body and the shed blood. But the Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, when he had supped, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. As often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death until he come. Well, if you've done that which the Lord asked of you, to keep his death in remembrance. You have been showing forth the Lord's death. And that in many ways, the visible ordinance, the visible signs of the bread and the wine, speaking of the eternal Son of the Father, the maker of the heavens and the earth, we may say, all things being upheld by him and made by him with the Father and the Holy Spirit, he took your nature and that it pleased him to have that act of his love they represented in a most simple manner in the bread. And suffering that he endured, meeting the demands of divine justice for your sins. It pleased him to have that set before you as in the breaking of the bread and the pouring out of the wine. He poured out his soul unto death. And his blood was shed for the remission of your sins. So that you are performing what is required of you in that regard, showing forth the Lord's death. But there's more to it than that. You're saying that Christ is worthy to be worshipped. Christ is worthy that you would worship him together with the Father and the Holy Spirit. It is the divine nature that is worshipped in the Father and in the Holy Spirit and in the Son. And you are here worshipping him and declaring to all who care to witness. You're showing forth of him. You're declaring it to them that he is worthy to be worshipped. And you're declaring that that all your hope of salvation, your hope with regard to death, your hope with regard to eternity is bound up with his promise in connection with his suffering. As we've quoted already, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. And that is what we desire at the Lord's table, a renewing of our vows and a returning to him, for we are backward children, ever in need of returning to him every day. But that is what you will be doing today, full purpose of an endeavor after a new obedience. And you will be putting your trust in him, not only for your salvation, your justification, adoption, and sanctification and glory, but you will be putting your trust in him that you may show forth his death in your life. When you rise from the table, then you must go down from the Mount of Ordinances and manifest your love in showing forth your love to him in your speech and conversation, and in your life and conversation. So we have to leave this table now. There is a table which you will never have to leave, where the Lord's people are together with Christ at the marriage supper of the Lamb. But this table you must rise from. You will rise from the Lord's table, singing in Psalm 103, and from verse 4, who doth redeem thy life, that thou to death mayst not go down.